mental health in South African workplaces is at, I think, a critical point. And while there's growing awareness and some progress in our mental health policies, many of our employees in our work environments where, you know, mental health is still not openly discussed and I would say still not adequately supported. And so we still have those high levels of stress. We have burnout, we have anxiety, and depression is still increasingly reported across many industries. You know, the pandemic, there's the economic instability, and even the, you know, job pressures have, it's so clear. And so mental health is, you know, I think it's so important to mention that mental health is not a luxury. I think so many of us downplay that. Mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And I think we need to reiterate that for individuals and for companies, mental health is an absolute necessity. It's not a luxury. And everyone needs to take it so seriously. Mm.
So what are one of some of the common reasons that we see, especially in today's day and age, things have become much more demanding at work. Our lives have become much more demanding. And I mean, we always connected in some way or another to our jobs, whether it be through emails, whether it be through WhatsApp messages, or even, you know, watching the social media platforms of our employees. You know, we were always in some way connected in 24/7 to work. We don't really switch off. So what are some of the common challenges that employees are facing today that are negatively affecting their mental health?
Look, our employees are facing a range of mental health challenges, and these include burnout, and that's often from excessive workload or, like you mentioned, that lack of boundaries. Okay, we don't have those boundaries. We don't know when to switch off because, like you mentioned, our emails are on our phone. We're constantly connected to those social media platforms. Then there's the anxiety and the stress that's driven by that job insecurity, the high level of expectations that we have from work. And also, you know, so many companies have those toxic work cultures that we don't talk about. Mm. And then also there's the depression, which may go unnoticed because there's so much stigma that's related to it. There's the exhaustion that's not only mental, but also the physical exhaustion that leads to disengagement, it leads to absenteeism, and then so many people engage in substance use or unhealthy coping mechanisms because of that lack of support. And all of these challenges not only affect the individuals, but then it also affects the team morale, it affects productivity, it affects staff retention. So it's a never-ending cycle. So that's just some of the common mental health challenges that our employees are facing in today's culture. Mm.
Actually, just a bit of a side message. We have a message that came in from one of our listeners who is a student asking about, you know, what about teachers that are stressing students out at school?
Yeah, look, and you know, one of our biggest projects at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group is a school outreach project where we go into schools and we speak to teachers and students. We spend an entire day at a school. And a lot of learners are saying teachers are stressing us out. They're expecting us to complete all of this work. And you know, that also is twofold. Teachers are stressing learners out. Learners are also stressing teachers out. Teachers also have a curriculum they need to complete. Mm. They also have admin they need to complete. You know, learners have a curriculum they need to complete, also an excessive workload. And so, you know, it's as much as we want to dump on teachers, as much as we want to dump on learners, we have to look at it holistically. There is so much that both learners and teachers have to achieve and have to complete. And there's so much pressure being put on both learners and teachers. And in that situation, support has to be given to both learners, teachers, parents. Everyone needs to be supported. And we have to look at that situation holistically and see how do we support everyone, you know? And so in that situation, what SADAG is trying to do is offer that support to both learners, teachers through workshops, to parents through community and parent workshops. But in those situations, everyone needs to be supported. And in those situations, yes, mental health is affected. And everyone is being put under pressure to achieve something and complete a certain given task, as are our employees in the workplaces.
Mm. And if you think that, you know, it points to perhaps teacher mental health at schools as well. I mean, we know that schools are very overcrowded, and that itself can stress a lot of teachers out, affecting their mental health as well. But for anyone that is facing bad mental health in the workplace or even at schools, anyone at the moment who is struggling with their mental health, how can they contact SADAGO? What are some of the avenues that they can use to get assistance with their mental health?
And, you know, and that's so important to know that there is a lifeline. There is an organization like the South African Depression and Anxiety Group and so many other helplines. But the one thing that SADAG does do is that we have a 24-hour helpline where you can reach out to us on 0800-567-567. A mental health counselor is there to speak to you, to counsel you, to ask you what the situation is. Because often we are so afraid to speak to someone for the fear of being judged, for the fear of being stigmatized, and to also to offer you resources in your area, you know, to let you know what is available, what do you need. It may be different breathing exercises. It may be a professional in your area. It may just be advice of who to reach out to. Mm. And so in situations like that, reach out to a counselor. And if you don't want to speak to someone, send us an SMS. We even have an SMS helpline, 31393. Or reach out to our website. We have so much information on our website where you can just do some reading and, you know, get information from there. I mean, you might be a loved one and you don't know how to help your loved one. Get information from our website. And so, you know, there's so many resources that you may not even be aware of.